Hi, I'm driving down the streets of Houston. I'm on my way to a meeting for the Committee to Free Francis Newton. I shouldn't be doing this while I'm driving, but I'm hauling ass over there because I got home to an email from Masood, who I'm going to be meeting there, who's on the committee, who I asked about doing an interview with for my show. And he said to get there early, and it's 6:49, and I'm on my way. Francis Newton is scheduled to be killed, I think, in 14 days by, state of Texas? And her case was not, she didn't have good representation. I shouldn't be trying to explain this while I'm driving, but I was just listening to Madge Weinstein, and I remembered that, she suggested I do sort of a lead-up and, you know, sort of an audio journal of my search. So after my show last week, really, I guess Madge's show of a couple weeks ago, I decided to start looking for some more things to cover besides just art stuff, which I'll still do. So this is what I'm doing. Hopefully I'll get an interview with someone after the meeting, or we may have to schedule it for another day because they have a lot to do. They're trying to get her a stay of execution, and there are only 14 days left. So her mother is supposed to be at the meeting too, so maybe I'll get to talk to her. But either way, I'm just heading on down Alabama, and I'm going to get there soon. So that's that. I'll possibly start recording at the meeting, although I don't know that it's cool to do that. I don't want to be too intrusive. So that's it.
My name's Jessica, and I'm working with the Committee to Free Francis Newton, and this is actually a letter from Tom and Virginia Lewis, who are Adrian Newton's parents. Adrian was the husband of Francis, who she's accused of killing along with her two children. This is a letter that they wrote the 25th of August of this year. They live here in Houston, and it's addressed to the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles in Austin. It says, "Dear Board, our names are Tom and Virginia Lewis. We are the parents of Adrian Newton and the grandparents of Alton and Farrah Newton. We are writing you to urge you to exercise your powers of board members to recommend to Governor Perry that he commute Francis Newton's sentence to life. We do not wish to see her executed on September 14, 2005. Francis is part of our family. We have maintained contact with her through all these years. She and our son were together for 7 years, and during that time, we were a big, happy family. We would go on outings to the beach, to the pool, to barbecues, and all kinds of fun stuff. Losing Adrian and the kids suddenly was devastating to us. We experienced all the pain associated with their loss and went through the grieving process. We do not want to go through that again with Francis. We already lost 3 family members, and if Francis is executed, she would be the 4th. We don't want to lose another family member. We never wanted to see Francis get executed. When the trial occurred, nobody from the district attorney's office ever asked for our opinion. We were willing to testify on Francis' behalf, but Francis' defense lawyer never approached us. We were at the courthouse last year to support Francis when the judge set her execution date for the first time. We were able to speak to her briefly. She was so happy to see us as we were to see her. Tom was so shook up when the judge announced the date that he had a difficult time getting himself together. We say prayers for Francis every night. On the day she was to be executed in December of last year, we prayed that she would receive a reprieve. Tom was praying at the very moment the news broke in the report that the governor had granted Francis a reprieve. We both cheered and were so grateful. So as September 14th nears, we will be praying again that Francis' life be spared. We do not wish to suffer the loss of another member of our family. Sincerely, Tom and Virginia Lewis."
Thank you.
Good.
Okay, what you just heard, I forgot her name already, but she was reading a letter from, Francis Newton's husband, who she is accused of murdering along with her two kids. I think all of that's covered. She said that before. So I just left a meeting of the Committee to Free Francis Newton, and it's a really powerful experience. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I think that what I'm going to do is completely change the format of the show and cover what I can. Tomorrow night, Cindy Sheehan is in town, and So I'm going to go to that with my recorder, and I'll post that tomorrow. And also, I talked tonight to Francis's mom. Just the fact that, like, I think it's so important that people realize that this is a person we're talking about. She's, her, like, there's, at this meeting, her mom was there. There were people that were friends of hers in high school. And, we have to, like, understand that this isn't just some news article that is removed from us. She's a person, and she's going to be, I mean, she's scheduled to be killed in, I think it's 14 days now? Scheduled to be killed by our government. And she wasn't given a fair trial. Her defending, her lawyer that was court-appointed sucked and was notorious for... It's funny that this is, like, podcasted, and I can say things like, he sucked. But he didn't... He was notorious for losing these capital cases. And they... Something they said in the meeting tonight was that he was... they jokingly named a wing of the Huntsville State Prison after him, the death row, because so many people there had been defended by him. So there's going to be a protest at his house. I think that the next meeting I go to, I'll feel more comfortable recording while I'm there a little bit, but I didn't want to be too intrusive tonight. I think I mentioned that before. I've always been against the death penalty, in theory. And I say that because now, I mean, I haven't met Francis, but because I did enough reading to realize that she's a person, you know what I don't know if that makes sense, but it's even stronger now because all these people are connected to her, and it was a passionate group of maybe, I want to say 30 or 40 people. It was at a community center in a African-American area in town. That sounds so clinical. And it's, this sort of thing makes me really also start to examine my own racism, you know, like, and I don't really know what that equates to, really, except for the fact that I felt really white. but then I realized that all of my discomfort was my own creation, and we were all there for the same reason. I'm glad that podcasting exists, and so tomorrow morning, I'll probably be calling Jewel, that's Frances Newton's mom, and setting up an interview with her. So hopefully I can have that posted tomorrow. I don't know, I'm going to have to do some Skype figuring out, because I'd have to call her on a landline. I'm not sure how that works. But I intend to keep documenting all of this and participating as much as I can. So, that's the end of the show. I'm in my car, and I'll post this as soon as I get home. If you are at all interested in this, or you feel passionate about this case, we don't have a lot of time. And podcasting is a great way to contact a lot of people. So, I am imploring you to spread the word as fast as you possibly can. In the blog and in the show notes, I'll put... links to websites you can go to. At the freefrancis.org website, there's a place you can click once. There are about four steps you have to take, and you can email. It goes to George Bush. It goes to representatives. And so these are the moments that I have to just feel like a dumbass. I don't know how that works. But you can email all these people and let them know that you don't approve of Frances being killed. It's quite likely that she's innocent. And even if she's not, she didn't get a fair trial. There's no question about that. My own belief is that she's innocent from what I've read and just the sense that I have about things. And you can't go on that, I guess, but maybe you can. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.